Welcome to the Frenemies Podcast, emergency podcast edition, I guess you could say, emergency episode. We're going to kick it to Jack. Jack will talk probably around 5 to 10 minutes, and we'll see where it goes. This may be an hour episode, this may be 30 minutes, who knows. But Jackson, go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, it was absolutely crucial that we had an emergency episode tonight. The fix is in. The MLB is screwed. It's over. It's corrupt and it's evil, okay? This is worse than the 1919 Chicago Black Sox scandal. This is worse than Pete Rose gambling on baseball and being banned from the Pro Baseball Hall of Fame. This is worse. This is worse than Barry Bonds hitting 70-plus home runs on steroids. This is worse. What the MLB did in the American League Divisional Series is pure evil, and it is pure corruption. And the MLB and the MLB communications and Rob Manfred all should be ashamed of themselves to their very core and to their grave, okay? Let's look at the facts here. The Guardians, they go up 2-1 in a series. They should be swept. Their payroll is 27th in the majors. The Yankees, third. That's an enormous difference in the playoffs. It's not even fathomable. Garrett Cole makes half of the Guardians' entire payroll. First off, the MLB needs a salary cap or a minimum. That's pathetic. Hunter, just give me a second. I got some extremely important points I got to get to here. Well, let's look at the facts. 2-2 series in New York. They call a rain delay. When there are pictures that surface of the sky, pure blue, no clouds, there's no reason to cancel that game. Secondly, throughout the entirety of the rain delay, an entire MLS soccer game was played across the river. Some people might say, oh, the weather's different in Queens than it is in the Bronx. No, it's not. It is a few miles at most. If it rains in Medina, it rains in Wadsworth, okay? So that's pathetic. And then how about this? They wait for hours. They keep saying 7 o'clock, we'll get you updates. 8 o'clock, we'll get you updates. 9 o'clock, we'll get you updates. No updates came. 9:30, game gets postponed. Why does it get postponed? So the Yankees can add Nestor Cortez to their starting lineup, and they can pitch one of their aces, okay, instead of Taillon, who is nowhere near the level of Garrett Cole or Nestor Cortez. So pathetic job by the MLB, and you think the shenanigans end there. You think wrong. Guess what? The major leagues and the New York Yankees conspired against the Guardians. The Guardians had to spread themselves thin, and they had to go to different hotels. The team didn't get to stay in the same hotel. That's horrible. It's such a catastrophe what's happened to baseball. Everyone in the organization should be ashamed. And something crazy, the MLB communications Twitter page, their header was Aaron Judge. And then they got so much backlash, they had to change it to just a postseason banner. The fix is in. Everything about that is absolutely horrible. Guardians deserve to win that series. And this is the worst thing to ever happen in the history of baseball.
I agree with a lot of what you said, Jackson. It sucks. Like, watching the game, I wasn't like, as soon as that dinger was off the bat of Giancarlo Stanton, I was like, all right, I had very little hope we were going to come back and win that game. Like, I know, like, there was a possibility because we've been doing it all year, but it was one of those things where it was like, it felt like it was over. Like, all the circumstances, everything that was happening the night before, and the hotel and all that shit, it felt like it was almost impossible to win that game. Like, it did feel like all the odds were stacked against us, which does suck considering we are a team from Cleveland who is 27th in the payroll. Yeah, I don't know. Savali definitely pissed on his leg, but we had one run. Like, we weren't really in contention either way, whether Savali played well or not, just considering we had one run. I just wish the game was played last night instead of this afternoon.
Ladies and gentlemen, less, even though I agree with Jack's points, the more important issue is the fact that we have the Yankees versus the Astros, the cheaters versus the most annoying fan base on planet Earth. Okay? Yankees fans, I don't even, it's like, they're like the corner you stub your toe on, but it's just like that every single day. And It's not the mocking Josh Naylor for rocking the baby. That I completely understand because it's trash talk. It's how it works. It's the fact that the amount of YouTube videos, the amount of podcasts I listened to before the series that were just dismissing. They didn't even talk. The Yankees podcast didn't even talk about the Guardians. They just moved on to the Astros. Like, we weren't even there. Like, I remember, just us as Cleveland fans in general, we have been through so much that we understand what every round means. Like, at least this is how it was for me when LeBron and the Cavs were walking through the East. Like, I say that now. In the first round, like, it didn't matter if we were 1 or 8 or 2 or 7. It was like every game was do or die. Like, that's how it feels for us. And even though it's not really that way, it's just how we approach it. Where they're just like, yeah, we're just gonna go out there and Cole's gonna throw a shutout and Judge is gonna hit 400-foot home runs and all this other stuff. It's just the arrogance and the entitlement and the cockiness, just all of those things just drive me crazy. And then the fact that, like, I know it's like almost different team and different management, but the Astros, just the fact that you cheated, like, it just forever will piss me off. It just will. They won't be as bad as the Yankees or the Steelers, which I think the Yankees are even worse than the Steelers. I'm a Browns fan, but like, just the entire organization from front to bottom, they pay people so much more money and they just expect to walk through. And the fact that they didn't shows not only do we have something special, but that the game of baseball and the game of the sports in general, sometimes money doesn't matter. Sometimes it's who plays the game the right way, who plays the game the hardest, and who really loves it more and wants it more. And I think once that talent level progresses, in this series, you get a couple different hits. You get to Jose Ramirez hits a couple more solid contact. Jimenez has a better series. I think we get the job done. So I'm excited for the future, but the Yankees versus Astros, and the MLB is totally pushing it too. It's like the WWE pushing like Cena versus Triple H or something like that, some huge matchup. It's like, it's just ridiculous. I can't stand it, but that's basically my thoughts in general. Jack covered a lot of it.
Yeah, and something I did not cover that has to be covered. The whole point of this was kind of, how the MLB screwed over Cleveland and a team with the 27th in the payroll. Something that cannot go understated. The ALDS of 2022 was maybe the worst broadcast match in the history of sports. Bob Costas, going into the series, I love Bob Costas because of his role as Daryl Cartrip in Cars. He was fantastic, calling the Piston Cup. Oh my gosh, the ALDS, Bob Costas was a joke, okay? From game one, from the first pitch, Yankees fan, he was talking about Gerrit Cole's matchup in the ALCS before they won a game. Everything Bob Costas did was terrible. Ron Darling was fine. Ron Darling did his job, but Costas wouldn't stop talking over Ron Darling. It was very hard to listen to. And then some of the stories Bob Costas went on made no sense. And I want to say this about Bob Costas. He was trying to replicate what Vin Scully did. Vin Scully might be the greatest announcer in the history of baseball. No one could tell a story better than Vin Scully because he was around 60, 70 years in baseball. Costas tried to replicate that. He didn't come close. And in the ninth inning of the ALDS in a tied series, Bob Costas has the audacity to talk about Will Ferrell in a Will Ferrell movie marathon in the ninth inning of the ALDS. Ron Darling should be Bob Costas should be ashamed of himself. He was the biggest homer I've ever listened to. He was the worst commentator I've ever listened to. He's an idiot and he doesn't know baseball. It was bad all around. Hayes, I'm going to send you like a list of tweets that I found that just perfectly sum up how Bob Costas sounded. There's going to be a little montage. So if you didn't watch the series, you can get a little taste. And then we'll even throw in a few clips because it was horrible. It was so hard to listen to.
You know, I think Bob should get a little bit of a pass because he is like a Hall of Fame announcer. So I know he wasn't great, but even Yankees fans are saying he's horrible for them too. So I think it's just part of it is like, as a fan, you think that he's fully against your team. It was the same thing with Joe Buck. So I think he deserves a little bit of a pass. Now, Jackson, you can make that face, but I think Cleveland has to stop this whole thing where we think everyone is against us. Now, granted, some of the things, yes, were horrible. Was Bob Costas good? Not at all. Even I said some horrible things about Bob because at some of the points, he was speaking like a moron. So, Jack, I don't know what you're trying to look for, like my text. But looking back on it, he deserves a little bit of a break because he is a Hall of Fame broadcaster. Now, going back to just overall MLB stuff and just overall Yankees, I have no problem with the Yankees like team. The team itself, I actually think, you know, they're good guys. They're not horrible. They do play this sport well. The fans are horrible. They're just a bunch of arrogant pricks that think the success just handed them right in their palms. So Yankees fans are horrible, but I think everyone already realizes that. And the MLB, the only problem I have is the MLB set themselves up for failure when they scheduled us to have a day off after game one and a game off after game two. So you put all this pressure on game three, four, and five. So the MLB basically thought that they could give these breaks because they thought the Yankees would sweep us. It was basically the thinking behind it, if you see the way they set the schedule. They thought the Yankees would sweep the Guardians, the Yankees would get some rest, and it would match up well for the ALCS. So the MLB is just a bunch of morons in that part. But other than that, I think you should give Bob Costas a little bit of a break.
I'm fine.
I mean, I can't disagree with that more. Costas did a horrible job. I don't care who you look at on Twitter. Everyone will tell you Costas did an awful job. The analysis he gave, he didn't know baseball. He didn't go play by play. He just told these most ridiculous and elaborate stories that had nothing to do with the game itself. And then Ron Darling got a word in an inning. He was just hard to listen to, not even as in like an unbiased standpoint. He just didn't know what he was talking about. It made me miss Joe Buck, which I have never said before and I'll never say again because I don't think Joe Buck's a great announcer. I think he's very boring and monotone. But I miss the days of Joe Buck after that performance. It was terrible.
Yeah, no, it wasn't great. But I think he deserves a little of a pass. I feel like they're being too hard on Bob.
I think the stories he was telling were fine. The only problem I had with Bob is when he started going like, I swear some of it was a sexual fantasy he was having for Aaron Judge. And here comes his 6'7", 260 meat stack of a body ready to rip the baseball right over the fence. Bob, buddy, he's batting .083. Like, sure, he absolutely raped the baseball when it was thrown right down the middle from a couple cookies our pitchers threw. But, some of those were a little questionable. Now, the thing I disagree with, though, is the players. Harrison Bader, asshole privileged. Anthony Rizzo, who I formerly liked, right? The Chicago Cubs, they do it sort of like the Guardians. They get down. They played small ball. They had some homegrown studs putting his foot out to block a steal. Like, are we serious? Like, that is like Alex Rodriguez slapping the ball in the playoffs in what was that, like 2007 or 2004 or something like that. Aaron Judge actually is the only one that doesn't bother me. And all the mustaches and Matt Carpenter in game one, was they kept flashing to him and he was doing his little, like, I just, just can't. Just yuck. Just
yeah. Let me say real quick. I agree with Carter on that. Harrison Bader just has such a punchable face. Like, he seems so annoying and just such, he's like such a D-bag. Like, he's someone you see in public and you just want to hit. Like, he's built like a chode. And then at the same time, it's like, I think I told Carter this earlier today. I was like, the only one on the team that I actually like don't mind or like seems okay is Aaron Judge. Like, he's like the only one that I'm like, all right, he's been a Yankee his whole life. Like, it's not like he's traded there. Like, obviously he's got a massive contract, which he completely deserves. But like, it seemed like he was the only one that was like respectable, if that makes sense. Like, respected the game. I don't know.
So I figure with Harrison Bader does have maybe the most punchable face on earth. He does. His teeth and the way his hair kind of just sticks up, like the faux hawk he's got going on, it's fully understandable.
The stupid
mouth. He was like, he's from New York. So New York was the team he rooted for when he was younger. So I could see kind of why he was douchey, because he's playing for his hometown team. So like, he was born a douche. It's not necessarily his fault he's a douche. Like, that's just how he was raised, because he's raised in New York. And if you're raised in New York, there's a 85% chance you're an absolute douchebag. But like, you can't fully blame that on him.
The worst one, though, the worst one, which Hayes, if we can flash a picture of Sheen from Jimmy Neutron, is Oswald Waldo Cabrera. My God. My God. If for, he had one great home run, sure, and then he literally did nothing else. I mean, I was hoping every hit would be a little blooper to left field in shortstop, one of the two positions he was playing, so he could just muff it over and over again. Like, it's just, he was just so annoying. But, like, the thing is I knew they were a good team. Like, I never discredited what they could do. And that's where I felt, that's where I feel that Yankees fans are completely and utterly different. They'll start discrediting the other team. Like, I guarantee, I'll see it all over Twitter. Yankees fans saying how the Astros aren't even that good and Verlander isn't even that guy. Like, sure, do I not like Gerrit Cole? Yes, but I understand that Gerrit Cole is a freaking stud. Same with Judge, even if he's batting horrendously. Like, there's still that level of respect that will never be there from a New York team, especially towards a Cleveland team. And then the other thing is the respect part of it, how, like, our, like, us against the world type mentality. There are kids in our high school, and I'm sure that are in the college, that were rooting for the Yankees because they knew we were, or at least me, was a huge Guardians fan. That, to me, is insane. Or not insane, insane. How are you not a Yankees fan but rooting for that team? Like it just doesn't make sense to me at all.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with that. Back to the Yankees fans. How are you booing someone in game, like, I don't even know, I think it was game like two or something like that. How are you booing someone who literally just set the American League home run record? Their own fans were booing Aaron Judge after he struck out one at bat. Like, that's absolutely pathetic. No, like, that's horrible. Like, that's actually horrible. Like, that's it's so ungrateful.
They spew utter arrogance. Like, if you're not performing at your highest level every single moment, you're going to get booed. I mean, it's, at least have some love for your players.
Yeah, no, it's so frustrating. It's honestly so frustrating. Like, they don't deserve any of that.
No, I hope that the stock market crashes, but just for New York, and like they lose all their money, and then they have to be a poverty franchise, only have $50 million to spend, so they just have to deal with it for 10 years, and they just feel the pain of like not being able to afford like a $300 million roster. Now, Grant, I'm hoping that as Dolan sees how this roster has potential, that we spend some dollars.
I pray.
You know, like, I hope. But then again, he is the sibling or brother something, some sort of affiliation with the Dolan in New York for the Knicks. It's like, that's not great because they're just morons breed morons type mentality. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm hoping he's got the money because we just need a couple of bats.
Yeah.
The Dolan in New York, though, isn't
it? Savai needs to go. He's pathetic. Jackson, he's a beta. He's the definition of a beta, Jackson.
Dolan isn't in New York, isn't afraid to spend money. He just sucks at management and like player. Which I think we have gotten right so far.
Oh yeah, but they're idiots in their own ways. That's,
I will say this one thing about Savali. Was he ready to pitch in today's moment? Absolutely not. Would I have rather seen Hedges start or even Stefan and just piece two innings together for the entire game? Yes. But Savali's young enough and he doesn't have a big enough contract that you might, I mean, we're not going to find, unless we go, I think we do need to go out and find someone. Hedges? Did I pronounce that correctly? Austin Hedges is our catcher. I've been pronouncing that. Why did you correct me earlier, Hunter, when I said it in the game? Anyway, Hentages. Hentages?
Hentages.
You hear that, Smith? That's your fault. That's on you. You should have corrected him.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying is it Hented?
It's Hentges.
Hentges.
How many games have we played Hentges this year?
Hentges. Hentges, correct? Am I saying it right now?
Carter, I do agree that Like once Savale threw four straight balls, we should have pulled him right there. I even said, I said it out loud. Like he needs to go. Cause obviously he's throw four straight balls. You're not ready to play.
Well, and he's not like a super high velocity guy. Like,
no, he throws like it's an 88.
His command and his
like, putt. It's just a sitting duck ready to be hit. But then right, like,
it's awful.
Henches. He was I'm pretty sure he's like either a starter in AAA or something. He started at least some games. I don't understand. You go with him, he gets you maybe 3 to 4, and then you go to, you know, Stefan, Karinchak, and Class A, and like De Los Santos, whatever. Cause like those, your bullpen gives up max, what, 2 to 3 runs? And of course, we didn't score that. But I think if we kept it close enough, we probably would have played differently. Cause once you're down 4, you play small ball, it's almost impossible.
Yeah, our bullpen's absolutely disgusting. And they're all so young, too. Like, that, like our bullpen for the next, like, hopefully at least, like, 3 to 4 years is going to be just absolutely deadly.
It's almost bullpen, I think, that. I feel like pitching staff, one more arm. I think one more, like, really good arm. And then just you need hitters. Because Kwan, like, you could put Jose instead of him being the cleanup, put him at, like, 2. So you go Kwan, Jose, get him on base, and you can take him home with either Ahmed, or then you go a big bat you sign a free agency, and then you're back with Oscar and Naylor and that type of thing. I don't know. This team has a lot of posts. And we're hoping that he's healthy.
Yeah. And I feel like Shane Bieber, like this might be his last year as a Guardian as well. I've seen a lot of things on Twitter saying he's gone.
God, I hope not.
I don't know.
Because I think Sticks is going to be pretty good.
Okay. Yeah.
My question is who do we go get? Who do you go get to get power?
In what position? I think there's two big names floating around. CJ Krohn out of Colorado, which, you know, that's high risk, high reward. You know, he had close to 30 home runs, but he played in Colorado. So, you know, altitude's a big thing there. And then why am I blanking? Played in Baltimore, traded to the Astros. Outfielder. Plays first base too. Please help. He played in Baltimore, got traded to the Astros at the deadline.
Baltimore.
Guys.
Oh.
I mean, guys, you don't know it either.
Yeah, but I was hoping one of you would. Fellows, Trey Mancini.
Yeah, Mancini. But he's Trey Mancini. No way we pick him up. He just got traded. We're not going to pick him up.
I'm pretty sure he's on an expiring deal.
I mean, maybe.
But anyways, those would be the big. Those are your big bat gets for Cleveland if you can get one of those.
Hear me out. We sign Aaron Judge.
Hear me out. No. Hear me out.
I hate him.
Hear me out. So, how many home runs do you think Naylor hits next year?
Josh?
Yeah. This is what's important to see if my.
I think approximately between 17.6 and 21.2 within that range.
I hope it's more than that.
Okay. It'll be about 25.
So here's my question. Do we go after Wilson Contreras?
Contreras.
Contreras. Dude, I suck at names. So, like, that, you just got to understand this.
I would love a catcher that's not a liability at the plate. Well,
correct. That's what Bo Naylor's for next year. Bo Naylor will be the starting catcher next year. There's no doubt. I love the Hog and Austin Hedges. Don't get me wrong. He's a great dude, but my God, does he suck at fucking baseball?
Honestly, hire him just like as like a spiritual manager.
I want him to lead like the yoga
sessions. The positive vibes are at a high at all.
Yeah, yes, correct. Like, I would love for him to be like an assistant manager next to Tito, just like cheering the guys on. Because like he's very good at that, but when it comes to like actually playing baseball, it makes me want to vomit than even my own vomit. Like it's honestly that bad. He was 3 for his past like 57 at bats. Like that's almost hard to do. Like Jake, I legit think you would get on base more times than Austin Hedges got on base in the past like 3 months.
Does Gabe at first?
Who? Oh, Gabe Ayers. I don't know, because Gabe Ayers' glove is so good that I feel like it would be a liability. Or not a liability, but I feel like it would be like almost a negative to like waste that But at the same time, I don't know if we have him at first baseman. Like, I like Naylor at first, but then you're talking about getting rid of Ahmed and putting Arias at shortstop and not paying Ahmed, because Arias could only play in the infield. And so I think I don't mind keeping him at first base and letting Naylor be DH. But I don't think I'd be surprised if we re-sign Ahmed again. I'd be surprised if Bieber comes back as well.
Is Schwarber available?
Who?
Schwarber after this year?
I'm not sure.
He just hit a 400.
If we're not able to pay him.
Yeah.
It'll be a 1-year contract.
But I'm really excited for Bo Naylor, though, next year. Could. No, there's no way we're getting Kyle Schwarber.
Guys, we could.
Bo Naylor is going to be such an improvement overall.
See, this is the problem right here with MLB is we're sitting here begging to find names for each other just to say we don't have enough money at the end when the Yankees have 7 of those guys.
Yeah.
We're paying Aaron Hicks more than half our roster to get hurt in left field on a routine pop fly.
Yeah. All right. We've discussed a lot with the Guardians. Let's talk about what do we think the rest of the playoffs look like? MLB-wise. Jackson.
Yeah, I'll take it. I think the Astros beat the Yankees. The Yankees are going to Houston on one night's rest. I think that's the Astros type of series. They should take it. And then I hope they get swept in the World Series, and I don't really care by who. But if I had to guess, the Phillies are the most explosive team in this playoffs right now. But when it's all said and done, the Padres are the better team. And right now, I don't want to be cheating here, but the Phillies look like they're going to take game one. Even still, I think the Padres win that series. And I think the Padres end up winning the World Series.
I'm going to go Astros beat the Yankees in 6. I hope it's sweep, but I think it'll be 6. I then think the Astros beat the Phillies in the World Series. And Dusty Baker gets his first World Series title.
Yeah, I'm completely with Jake. I think Astros, Phillies. I think Astros beat Yankees in 5. I think Phillies win it maybe 6 or 7. That's a series that I honestly think is a coin flip. I know Phillies probably take game one, but at Phillies and the Padres lineup, I think very similar. I think Astros are just the best team in baseball this year. It seems like it. They got hot at the right time. So, yeah, I think Houston wins it.
I think the Phillies are going to win. I think the Phillies beat the Astros. I really just wish a nuclear bomb was dropped on both the teams competing in the ALDS. I'm not even going to be shy about it. I hate both of them. I hate you, and I hate the Yankees. I think what the Padres did to the Dodgers was also amazing, because I don't hate Dodgers, but they're the West Coast Yankees when it comes to baseball. They just pay everyone ridiculous sums of money. I think Josh Bell, Manny Machado, and Juan Soto's amazing trio that's going to be really good in the future. I just think the Phillies are hotter right now, and I'd also like to see Bryce Harper win one. That's all.
I agree with Carter. Okay. Does anybody have any last thoughts before we close the episode? No? All right. Thanks for listening to this emergency episode. We'll see you later.